This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
All right, Jerry, what's happening?
We're brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. All right, so we don't have a lot of time. So rather than play the Knicks-Lakers stuff last night, I only do this because you were talking about the Stephen A. Smith and the LeBron James thing. And by the way, Stephen A., $100 million again for a five-year deal. Not bad. I did see this yesterday, so I apologize, but I believe his name is Kai Cenat. He is a YouTube influencer.
Huge.
You know him?
Yeah. Your guy.
From the Bronx.
Is he really? Mm-hmm. I did not know that. So your guy, Andrew Bogish, tells me he's not quite as big as Mr. Beast, but like he's a
big time. He's up there.
Yeah.
Sure.
Big time influencer. So he was on ESPN yesterday, and they've got this thing going on ESPN, this whole LeBron, Michael Jordan thing, and it's been going on for
Never heard that before.
Now. Right. So Stephen A. is in the Michael Jordan camp, so this guy's a younger whippersnapper, as Stephen A. calls him. It's a long clip, but here he is coming on Stephen A.'s show and just letting him have it.
Stephen, you when it comes to LeBron James, you start hating. That's how I feel. Because I feel more of an older generation type of dude. You like Michael Jordan, cool. But listen, every time when there's a debate going on with Michael Jordan and LeBron James, you always got something to say about LBJ. And I'm here to say, bro, LeBron's better than Jordan. I said it.
Something wrong with you.
So this is the same day where I guess this was last night, LeBron with Stephen A. Smith. So he's doing this. So you had that. And then keeping it to the ESPN world and the basketball and the Lakers, here's Charles Barkley. Now, we know TNT and that show is moving over to ESPN next year. Well, Barkley last night has had enough of the Laker hype and the Warriors and the old guard, if you will.
I saw a fool idiot on TV talking about the Lakers save the NBA.
Save the NBA?
Yeah. He's an idiot and a fool, but he know who he is. What's his name, Shaq?
Which one are you talking about?
Kendrick Perkins. He said the Lakers, first of all, the Lakers have had a great 2 weeks. He said the Lakers saved the NBA season. That's because them fools on the other network, which we're going to be working for next year, that's all they talk about. Let me tell y'all something.
Tell me something.
And first of all, I want all the smoke. I don't whistle when I walk by the graveyard or anything like that.
I don't whistle when I walk by the graveyard.
Right.
I like that.
Hey, man.
I'm stealing that
That's
one.
That's country.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
When you whistle by the graveyard?
Yeah, I don't whistle.
When he says, I want all the smoke, and then he says he doesn't whistle when he walks by the graveyard.
What do they say if you whistle by the graveyard, call him the devil? Like, you're not afraid.
He's not afraid of Kendrick Perkins.
Right, exactly.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. So they will be colleagues. So that was all yesterday. And
I love when he just, like, quickly says all the insults. He's like, this fool, idiot, dumbass. It's not just the one.
He gives you more. That is true. So that was that. Meantime, the Knicks wound up losing in overtime, 113-109, as you had the combination of Luka Doncic and LeBron James combining for 63. In the 2 weeks that he's talking about, Barkley, that were so great, well, 8 straight wins for L.A. They are now 40-21, the 2 seed as of right now in the West. The Knicks will take on the Clippers tonight, and then hopefully at some point today we'll find out the injury status of Jalen Brunson. Did not look good last night in overtime. He scored 39 points and 10 assists, but the ankle injury knocked him out. As for the Nets, a 121-119 loss to the Warriors, as Steph Curry looked like Steph Curry hit 7 threes and scored 40. Jimmy Butler had 25. Spring baseball today, rather tonight, I should say, the Yankees will take on the Blue Jays. Marcus Stroman will make the start. You also found out yesterday Luis Gil out 3 months with the lat strain. Also, the Mets will play the Nationals tonight. Paul Blackburn on the mound there. The Astros did beat the Mets last night 5-1. The Bengals giving Trey Hendrickson permission to seek a trade. And then just a couple, this is college basketball from a couple of nights ago, just because, talk about open and honest. So Wes Miller is the head coach at Cincinnati. They lost to Kansas State. 54-49 was the final.
Ugh.
Not exactly a great offensive performance. So here he was, you know, he starts by saying, give them credit, they played well, but cannot believe how bad my team was.
That's unacceptable. I blew our butts too. I blew myself too. Goddamn. That's unacceptable. Unacceptable. The fight and the efforts. I don't care about missed shots and layups and free. That doesn't matter. The effort is unacceptable. And I haven't seen that team. I don't know who that team is.
And then lastly, talking about feeling bad for the fans.
I apologize to anybody that bought a damn ticket that had to watch that. I apologize. And you damn right you should be on my butt. I deserve it. That is unacceptable. Unacceptable. And it starts with the head coach.
And at one point he said, be on my ass. That's what he said.
Starts with me.
Starts with me.
Yeah.
I know. That's one of those guys' favorite sayings in there. And the Giants re-signed Tommy DeVito, so he is back. And in the NHL tonight, you got the Devils hosting the Winnipeg Jets. All right, moment of the day. So I will tell you, there is a... I don't want to mislead anybody. There's a little bleep in here. Some jackass could blow it up, which is why I bleeped it out, which is also why Willie responds as he does. You guys were talking about different types of music. And then a caller identified a specific genre I think you were discussing. And then the conversation turned to Jay and his music.
Yeah, no, I was going to let you know it was dancehall music. Yeah, that's what they used to call it back in the day. Used to listen to it too when you and I.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
So long time, first time, man.
See, that's what gets you to call WFAN. That's awesome.
Thanks. Start talking about Mr. Vegas, people get hot in the pants.
Yeah. Would you have remembered it was Mr. Vegas?
No.
Yeah, and I
just remember dry humping to that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just being alone at the Catholic school parties, just selling dreams. You're my girlfriend forever.
Yeah. I mean, you just sort of, whatever, and that's what's scary, too, is like, I mean, at that time, too, I'm playing music, I'm playing in orchestras, I'm playing in jazz bands, I'm doing all these things.
You were doing all these things?
Yeah, because I went to college for music, so, like, I was like a whole
thing. You were into music?
Yeah, and I played it, and I was good at it. And
played the harp, right? Cello? Oh,
the bass, the harp.
The bass. There you go.
What am I, a cherub?
He almost so, he almost dropped it there. Did you hear it? He almost dropped it.
He said, come on, man.
There you go. Moment of the day. You didn't, but it was very close, so I figure we'll just...
It was just funny because the caller had accused you of...
Yeah.
Saying it, and then you almost let it fly to
that's
there.
Funny. I didn't even realize
it was close.
It was.
You didn't say it, but I didn't want any issue, so I figured I'll just bleep it out.
Very good.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jerry.
You were like, I never say that on air. Then you almost flared up on us.
So off guard with the heart. What are we talking about? All right, Jerry, thank you. We'll see you Monday.
Yep.
It's Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Build Ford Tough Studio.
You. Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.